Secretary McNamara.
You still here?
Yep. I'm sure you are.
I've been with your friend Senator Russell some today.
Yes, sir.
And he's pretty high on you, and I think he left higher than he was when he came, and I told him you're going to come up and see him about a good many things. Now, on the map thing, he's agreed to make a deal with us that he doesn't want it in his committee, doesn't want to have anything to do with it. He is for Fortress America, but he is for plenty of ammunition in Vietnam and every other place. As long as we got these obligations, got to carry them out, and he thinks he understands something about them. And if we force him to, he thinks the logic really dictates that they be there. He doesn't think that Fulbright wants them in his committee anyway. But he's waiting to see, and he said that I told him you had to have $1.4 billion this year, and you're only going to get $1.2 billion. And I said, well, if Dick Russell agreed not to cut you a dime on authorization appropriations, I got to get by my budget and get it as low as you can. And if I could get him to go with $1 billion, would you get him $1 billion? Russell said he would. Now, I'd like for you to confirm that and go into some detail, tell him you don't have an inch of fat or an ounce of fat in it. You really need $1.4 billion. You only get $1.2 billion, and we're making up the budget 15th, and then try to get satisfaction from him, and then go over and see George Mahon, see if you can't get it from him, and Benson as well, and let's try to put in what we're going to get instead of inflated figure that will look bad to the country.
Yeah.
And but you be sure and satisfy yourself that you've got a deal on before we cut it or get it down to that. But I satisfied myself today, but he frequently misunderstands.
Yeah.
And just check it out. And now the next thing, so I'm sending you this memo approved on the MAP thing.
All right, very good.
Now, on the, did you write a memo here? I approve the changes that I'm supposed to sign approved to on the letter?
No, all you have to do is just initial that letter. Approved.
Well, what's the thing you signed to me and you got approved over in left-hand corner?
Well, if you, that was just a space, so you wouldn't have to write anything other than your initial if you approved it.
All right, I'm just approving the letter and it too, so
that's
let's
right.
Get that out of the way. Now, on the installation, my inclination is to do what's right. I'd hate like hell, though, to be such a statesman I didn't get elected.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be able to do what's right then. I wouldn't be here. I'm worried about the Navy yards in Boston and Philadelphia and San Francisco. I don't know anything about them, but Russell says any damn one of them that ought to be in existence and the whole outfit ought to be abolished. I've gone over this memo pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Looks to me like that they would be the three most controversial ones. You might explore those three and just tell them that you can't justify them, that you're going to have to make a statement they're not needed. And see where that leaves us. And then I think I'd be, if I don't change my mind, I want to reserve that right. I think I'd be inclined to go with you on the whole thing because I think it's right. And I want a memorandum from you assuring me that every person that's employed will be given another job and that there's not one of these installations that's required in the national interest.
Yeah, I'll certainly get it. And then I'm free to at least discuss the Navy Yards. The two we recommended out were Philadelphia and San Francisco.
What about Boston?
Well, Boston and New York are next on the list. We didn't recommend either one of those at this time. The Navy is wavering a little as to whether they'll in effect support us. And I thought I got so much political heat on even two Navy Yards out, I better save the third and fourth until I can get the Navy behind me.
Well, I could go for San Francisco. What I'm really worried about is Philadelphia.
No, hell, let's take it off the list. I'm going to have to come forward with another Navy Yard proposal. I can wait until November next year, as a matter of fact, but because the study is not in good shape. I know damn well we've got too many yards, and we ought to take out Philadelphia, Boston, and New York, but I'm just not in a position to stand up before Congress and prove that Boston and New York ought to go out now, so it might just well hold Philadelphia's election.
Why don't you just tell them that I'm going to go out and you think you ought to go out and tell them individually, tell Kennedy and Summerstone and tell the others, and then we'll wind up by letting them pressure us into holding them at least until the first of the year.
And how about San Francisco? You mean including San Francisco? All right, take all of them out of the program, in other words.
Yeah, such sensitive states. California could be bailing to me. California, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts,
sure.
Keep me from getting the nomination.
Yeah, okay. What I can do is tell them about the program and simply say they ought to go out and we're not going to do it.
I think I'd say to them this. I'm getting ready to prepare the president had put the heat on to get a dollar's worth of value out of every dollar spent. Now, I cannot say I'm getting a dollar's worth of value out of these four naval yards.
Yeah.
I hope you could accept that. I don't want you to endorse it, and I don't want you to brag on me for doing it. But I hope you won't protest to the president, and then you could just see how they hit the ceiling.
Okay, very well. That's the way I'll do it.
Tell the senators from those states, and tell Bill Green from Philadelphia, and whoever the congressman is from San Francisco, and whoever he is from Boston, and that's McCormick, you see.
Yeah.
And just like you're going ahead and doing it, but in your own conscience, know that you might get to... You might get a reserve order on those Navy yards.
Yeah, okay.
And let's see if you get along with them as a kind of a temperature. You might tell these other boys to go to tell them that these things have got to come out. I know that you're going to catch unshirted air in Greenville, but if we decide to go, we got to go.
Yeah.
And let's see what we do before we actually do it.
Did you mention anything other than the Navy Yards to Russell and this?
Yeah, I mentioned the whole damn thing. Went down every one of them.
What was his reaction?
He agrees with you.
Yeah.
He doesn't say he agrees with you, but he does.
Yeah.
And I told him that you weren't messed up in this civil rights thing and that you weren't butting around here. You were just doing your job. You didn't even go to the Army-Navy game, and I gave you hell about it. And he said, that fellow's never happy unless he's working, and that's true. And I said, why do you got your foot on his neck here on civil rights? Well, he said, I haven't got my foot on his neck. If he wasn't so damn deficient, I'd have it on there. The old said he went out here to this Gazelle Committee, and he did all this damn stuff that he ought to have been done. I said, he hadn't hurt you much on that, and so forth.
Haven't hurt him at all.
I think we're gonna. He's a wonderful man, and he's going to be all right. I had a good afternoon with him. I watched about a quarter of the Army-Navy game with him and had lunch with him. And I think that you can make a deal with him on $1 billion. And I think you make it with him, you make it easy with Benson and Mayon. And I think that's what we ought to do, and that'll get us on down to be up where we ought to be.
Very good, sir. I'll do that. May I mention one other point? Monday morning, we'll be in with this memorandum on the budget, which will have the figure of $51.4 billion, the one you're carrying around in your pocket for expenditures.
Huh?
I haven't told people in this department that I've been working to that. Max Taylor doesn't know it, for example, and I hope you won't find it necessary to mention it in the presence of him or anyone else in the room.
All right. What are we going to talk about?
Well, we'll talk about the whole defense budget. I'll give you a memorandum summarizing the financial proposals we have, and then behind that will be tables of our forces. It shows how many missiles we'll have and airplanes and so on. And behind that will be the views of the Joint Chiefs versus my recommendations, so we can explain to you very clearly what I've recommended and how far they've gone along in backing me. And then there are certain important parts of the program you might want a little more information on, such as our strategic force philosophy and what the results of a strategic exchange would be.
Mm-hmm. All right, now then they will not know what you're going into the budget for.
Yes, they'll know exactly the number of dollars, but they won't know that I set the dollar limit first and then...
No, won't do that. Oh, sure. I get that. Now let me see if there's anything else.
There is one other point. You might wish Mac Bundy and maybe Dean Rusk, as well as Kermit Gordon, present. And Wiesner, Gordon, Rusk, and Bundy normally sat in on sessions of this kind. If you wish, I'll ask them to attend. But
yes, I wish you would.
I'll do that.
Wish you would. Okay, thank you. I don't think of anything else now. You want to get on that? He says you're going to catch hell on
the dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Not really what you think. I think somebody has a story that every I would check up myself in the Navy.
Yeah.
and see when Mama returns some kind of something.
Yeah.
And let me resign and get out of it. I don't know.
Good point. Very good point.
Now, then let's see if we can get a lawsuit started somewhere.
Yeah.
That contend against Secretary of Defense and say the man can't serve two offices at the same time.
Yeah.
And
Jerry Ford, I tell you, going to court on it in favor of your position.
Who is it?
Jerry Ford.
Yeah, well, I am too. I just don't think you can afford to have these lobbies, and I've always thought so. And I've never been back since I left in August 41. I've never put on a uniform and never done anything. And I've tried to get out of resignation a half a dozen times, and they say it'll hurt the morale or something else. But I want to get out of it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to talk to some of the attorney general of the court, or some of them, as soon as I can. See what the hell we can do about that. Have your lawyers see what your general counsel says about getting somebody to join you.
All right.
Russell said you're going to catch hell on dinosaur from the Air Force people because they take you after them. I said, who's he going to catch hell from? He said, all these Air Force boys. And I said, well, that's who I'd expect to catch hell from.
I'm in pretty good shape on this one, though, Mr. President. I am going to catch hell. It's going to be another skybolt, but I can really make a convincing story. We're going to get more information on space, more exploration of space for less money. And I think that's a pretty good position to be in.
Just do what's right, and you'll always be okay. And that's good. Much blessing.
All right.
Happy weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.